the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra launched the critically acclaimed summer music festival Summer Musique in 2015. In October of 2016, Eckhart Preuss was named as the new music director of the CCO. Maestro Preuss has led a renewal of the CCO with his vision, his energy, and his remarkable talent, promising that each performance of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra will bear its mark of funk and fun, delivered with style and dedication to the highest artistic quality. Each program is designed to surprise, captivate, and entertain. Summer Musique 2019 is just around the corner, and here with a preview is Eckhart Preuss. Good evening. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Maestro Preuss, welcome back to WVXU.
Great to be here. Thank you.
We were one of your first stops when you were brand new at the job.
Absolutely.
Now you're an old pro. It's so good to have you back with the CCO. Let's get started. What's in the works for Summer Musique this year?
Well, a lot is in the works, and fun and funk it hopefully will be, and very entertaining. So we have our three series. We have the main stage series with the whole chamber orchestra. We have the little afternoon musics on Sunday afternoon with chamber music and a kind of a little shorter but still fun concert in funky venues. And then we have the chamber crawls, which are events in even funkier venues, I might say, curated by our musicians. And so we have three very different experiences that way. One of the trademarks of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra is, of course, to go around town and do concerts in venues that are unusual, that provide, just by being there, a very different experience. So, for instance, we are going to be at the Metropolitan Club, one of the tallest buildings in Covington. And so when you sit there, that you have at the same time a beautiful view on Cincinnati and not just in the concert hall. Or we go to a brewery like Fretboard Brewing, which is just an absolutely fun event. I went there last year. It's absolutely fun. Or we go to the Cincinnati Nature Center, so where you actually sit outside and listen to music. I think that the environment in which you perceive music really has a big impact on how you listen. And I always feel if you're outside of a concert hall or the walls that confine you, then all of a sudden also your mind just expands and it's just, you just relax in different ways, and I think you perceive things in different ways. It's sitting outside, I think nature does have an effect, and music and nature, when they're combined, it's a very, very, very special way of listening. But I also think that it is an opportunity for a lot of people in Cincinnati to get to know the region and the city better, and to get into venues they usually either can't go in or they wouldn't go.
You are not just kidding. You know, one of the worst things that happens when you live in a city is you forget to use it. Your main stage concerts take place at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, a beautiful Corbett Theater down there. That's a gorgeous facility. Air-conditioned.
It is air-conditioned. It is a really great venue, and it provides us with an opportunity to create collaborations, what we've done with actors, with dancers, with video, with all sorts of things. And it's still intimate. So it's large, but it's still intimate, and I think that is just a perfect combination of things for us.
You also perform at the Conservatory of Music's beautiful Warner Recital Hall, the Art Museum, and the Redmore for Woodwind Stock. And the dates for Summer Musique?
It's in August. It's basically all
August.
If you need classical music in August, you come to the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra.
I think everyone needs classical music in August after a long summer. Now, what was your thought process in designing this season?
I think it's really important that when you have a series of concerts or a festival in our case, that each experience is very different from each other. So you don't have a doubling of experiences. And so what I'm trying to do is that each concert has a very individual theme, a very specific musical context. And, you know, it has to have quality. It has to have innovation, it has to have something educational, a lot of fun, a great guest artist, and something that you didn't know about. It's really important for me to put music in a different context. And so we came up with four different programs for the main stage concerts, each designed around a different theme, and trying to tweak classical music a little bit so that you don't come in with a certain opinion and then it's just What we're trying to do is that you come out of a concert differently than you went in, with a different understanding, with a different opinion about certain composers. So, for instance, if you have Mozart, everybody thinks we know Mozart. But Mozart was not born on a pedestal. So what we are trying to do is to put Mozart down back on planet Earth in his time and put him in a context with his other fellow composers, with his enemies, with his foes, with his family, with his dad, and kind of make him a human being again. I think that is really important to understand any music, is that all these people went shopping, they went to the marketplace, they went to the bathroom, and these are just normal people.
When I research these composers, I think often they were very lucky that there was no social media back then, because many of them would not be on pedestals today, would they?
They were certainly not on pedestals. Very, very few composers were actually on a pedestal at the time. We did that in retrospect. And there's actually many composers that were considered equals. And it's really hard for us to conceive that there is no equal to Mozart, but they thought Mislivicek was kind of like Mozart. Some of Mislivicek's pieces were actually thought to be composed by Mozart. Or there's Boulogne, who's another composer, also known as the Black Mozart. He was treated as Mozart's equal. For us, it's inconceivable. But it's interesting when you listen to these composers in retrospect, what people were thinking at the time and how different is Mozart to us nowadays in comparison to them.
And the movie Amadeus is part of this season, is it not?
There are many opinions about the movie Amadeus. I think what can be said is true or not true. And the more I think about it, the less true it becomes. But which is too bad, because it's the story of Salieri, and we will be performing Salieri. The story of Salieri and Mozart is just so fascinating. But the movie, I think, did really well was to portray Mozart as a human being, as this crazy little kid who had this dirty humor and made these totally inappropriate comments, but was this absolute genius and could not keep up, basically, with his own genius. And then had to deal with all his contemporaries, with the menial things of daily life. And I think that's what the movie did really well. This will be a streaming of the movie in preparation for our concert, which will feature Mozart and his world.
So for someone who has not been to a Summer Musik performance, there are many ways to go. There are season passes, there are single tickets. What's the best way to attend Summer Musik?
It really depends on where your interests lie, and maybe it's a good idea to try each of the concert formats to see which one feels best. I mean, if you like orchestral music, the main stage series is probably the way to go. That's when we have the whole chamber orchestra there. We have our guest artists, and we have absolutely phenomenal percussionists. We have Pepe Romero, one of the legendary guitar players alive today. We have a piano duo, so they play actually two pianos, but they have basically just one brain. It's really, really amazing. That's the Silver Garbrook piano duo. And we have a phenomenal British clarinet player playing the Mozart clarinet concerto, which was featured, of course, in Out of Africa, the movie with Robert Redford. If you like the chamber orchestra or orchestral music, this is the way to go. If you like something a little funkier, then you can either choose the chamber crawls or the little afternoon musics on Sunday afternoons.
My guest is Eckhard Preuss, Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra Summer Musik Director and Conductor. Collaborations have been a hallmark of the CCO, and you were mentioning a few of the guests who are going to perform with you this season. Who are the members of CCO? Where do these musicians come from?
So these musicians come from Cincinnati and the region, and so they usually perform also with other arts organizations and orchestras around the region, because we are performing mainly only in the summer. And we have auditions. We just actually had one, and so the level is extremely high. The musicianship is really astonishingly high around here. And so we are really trying just to pull from the pool of the best musicians around the region.
You travel all the time. One of your other positions is with the Long Beach Symphony. Have you been able to spend time in Cincinnati visiting the sites of the performances?
I love being in Cincinnati, and I make a point when I stay here in the summer to bring my family, and so we travel around. You know, you need to entertain the kids, and so I know Kings Island and all sorts of other kids stuff, but I just love Cincinnati. I love the artsiness of it. I love all the little restaurants. I love the downtown. It reminds me actually of my hometown. It reminds me of Germany, and it astonishes me. It amuses me, and I love it when I see like the German writings like at the churches or so. I find that fascinating that there's all this heritage in Cincinnati. And so I feel very, very much at home here.
Yeah. Well, welcome, and we're happy to have you anytime. Who attends Summer Musique?
Who attends Summer Musique? The musically curious, I think. People who in the summer feel intellectually, musically abandoned and want to do something that you cannot do outside. And so I think what we do is provide entertainment in the best sense of the word, where you come in and you don't know really what to expect, besides that it's going to be some really fun evening. And these are people who maybe go to the symphony, who may go to the opera, who may go to other musical events around town. I think it's really a mixed bag. And we have also people who are not regular attendees of concerts. So for instance, when we had the Red Violin last year, people came who had never come before. And I think the same thing will happen this season when we have, for instance, Pepe Romero. When you have a legend come to town, I think it provides something very, very special. And what I love about the CCO is that you see them up close. So if you come to a little afternoon music on Sunday afternoons, you are so close to the guest artists, you can really feel them. And that is something that you cannot achieve in a big concert hall because of just the physical distance. So that is one of the big advantages of any chamber music or chamber orchestra, is that you're right there with the artists.
You mentioned Pepe Romero. We have a few pretty talented guitarists here in Cincinnati. I believe one of them is working with you, Roger Klug.
We've had a long-standing relationship with Roger Klug, and he is not only a phenomenal musician and guitarist, and he's a great arranger, so imaginative, so knowledgeable. So he is actually going to curate, together with one of our musicians, one of the chamber crawls, which we call Woodwind Stock. So it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And so this is going to be an event that is celebrating that. And so, and Roger will be leading the musical imaginative ideas there.
It's a uniquely Cincinnati event with a lot of Cincinnatians and a lot of people who love to come to Cincinnati. The Chamber Orchestra offers a vibrant and fresh musical experience in an intimate and informal setting for both the seasoned and the novice concert patron. Summer Musique director Eckhart Proy has been my guest. His creativity in programming the orchestral works, ranging from classical to rock, promises a really interesting season this August. For a link with more information on how to obtain tickets, visit our website, wvxu.org. We will be happy to link you, Maestro Proy. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to the music. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.